You're listening to your MBA podcast with David and Kane. Are we going back to our old name? I feel like I stopped.
Season four, baby. Season four.
Let's get it.
Let's get this. Come on. I'm excited.
I feel like we lost Mr. O'Brien like a year and a half ago. And at this point, we stopped looking for him. It's just like somewhere.
Well, yeah. He was lost somewhere in like the Serengeti or something. And, you know, he went hiking.
Oh, no.
With
a walkabout. A walkabout. Okay, it's been a very exciting week. It's come out this week that there will be no suspension for Draymond Green for hitting Jordan Poole. But our guy, Ime, gets a year suspension for hitting on a white lady. Explain this to me.
Yeah. Well, firstly, Draymond definitely got a suspension. As much as people want to make it look like, he's walking away from the team and he needs to figure stuff out and he needs just to spend some time away from the team to collect his thoughts to get ready for the season. This is all BS, like, honestly. The team basically said, look, we're suspending you, but we're not going to announce it. So just do it yourself and do it in your own fashion. And we won't call you out on it. But basically, it's a suspension. You have to step away from, like, that's basically a suspension. He was forced to leave the facility for a certain number of days. That's a suspension in my book. And obviously, he got fined by the team. I forgot how much, but what was it? I don't know. Less than a game's check, obviously, but a few 10K, I would imagine.
I feel this is where the team's got it wrong and the NBA has it wrong. You know what's the easy fix for this problem? I'll tell you what. It's not to suspend Draymond Green and take away his game check. It's this. We're not going to suspend you. For those five game checks, you're going to pay it as a fine to Jordan Poole. I'm serious. Don't you think? Like, what would make you feel, what would really smooth things out than to get $300,000? You suspend Draymond. What does Poole get out of it? He doesn't get anything out of it.
Well, this is why, this is why this is so unfair. And, during our text messages, why I don't agree with you. Because Poole is so victimized here. And
how's he I made a face. I made a very disappointed face.
He made this like really disgusted face. Well, okay, let's put it this way. Draymond didn't punch him for no reason. Draymond doesn't just go and like just punch people for no reason. Clearly, Poole said something to him in some way and it hurt Draymond's feelings and maybe it happened over a while and Draymond acted out violently. But regardless of, what we know, Draymond's a vet. Draymond has been in the league for a long time and Draymond's been shit. Draymond had KD on his team and they were still playing together and we know how bad or fallout that relationship was because Draymond and KD just did not get together and that's a big reason why, and KD admitted it too, that's a big reason why he left the team. And maybe they've mended fences since then, but definitely the relationship fractured over time for whatever reason. Poole and Draymond, who knows what was said between them, but Draymond can't go punching people. And I know you're going to say, okay, this happens all the time in practices, and just because this got captured on camera, we're going to treat this differently. Yeah, of course we're going to treat it differently. Draymond is not picking a fight on Kevin Looney or even like Kuminga or something, like someone of a similar size. He's picking on someone a lot smaller than him, basically. And just bullying him and violently punching him in the face. That was a really violent punch in the face. This wasn't just pushing and shoving. This was like him cocking his fist back and like actually launching into Poole.
That's some Deron Williams shit.
This is Deron Williams fighting. Like, this is like legit fighting. And I'll find any reason to not like Draymond Green. I really don't like him. I don't like the fact that he's like considered a top 75 player of all time. I don't like that he's like going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. These are all facts.
Wait, Draymond Green is on that list of top 75?
Oh, isn't he?
I hope not.
I assume so because he's a. I hope not too. But I just assume because he's a two-time Defensive Player of the Year and.
Pretty sure he's not on that list. Wait, there's no way he's on that list. Klay Thompson's not on that list.
Good. Okay.
Manu Ginobili's not on that list.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you God. Scared me
okay.
there.
Okay, I got a bit angry. Just thinking, I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, okay, oh this God. guy, he gets every accolade, and the way he acts on the court, it doesn't seem deserving, but okay, good. I'm pretty biased against Draymond. I don't think he's a good person, and as much as he likes to talk up and act in the off-season that he's all friendly with the people, he showed his true colors, and that secret tape that got released out by TMZ, the new Woj, as we like to call them, the new
amen
insider media, they showed his true colors. They showed what kind of he's a slug, right? He's actually
a slug.
He's actually a slug.
Thug or slug? We got to be careful with the language here, okay? We got to be sensitive.
I don't know. He was like literally trying to act all gangster, basically.
See, the thing is,
this guy, he's like a professional podcaster, basically. He gets paid to talk, and he gets paid to, he gets paid to be a leader for his team. And this is how he acts up, punching a guy that's like 21 years old and about to get his money. The optics aren't great. It feels really dirty and just toxic there right now. And reports are Paul hasn't forgiven him as well.
Oh,
this
please.
Isn't like, hey,
this guy's like, was in G League last year.
He's been on this team for a while, but he's like, Paul is not like, I've said some shit. You did some unfortunate shit. Let's bygones be bygones. Paul is going to have to wear this, like, D-Lo wore the snitch label for so long. Paul's going to have to wear this sort of label of being, like, kind of like a bitch sort of thing. Which
Coded
is unfortunate.
Right there. I've paid incredibly unfortunate. Extra attention to something like this, and I've mentioned in the past.
It's not just me saying it. This is what former NBA players are saying about the situation, the way that Paul is going to be branded from now on. It's no fault of his own, except the fact that he might be shit-talking. But the fact that all we saw was in a silent video was Paul getting punked by Draymond, like basically cocked and almost like, you know, almost sucker punched in my opinion. But anyway, in a kind of a cowardly fashion, the way Draymond just bullies Paul, you know, Jordan Paul is now going to be branded as like a bit of a bitch sort of thing.
You're absolutely right. This is something that I've noticed in a lot of the commentary and also from the players as well. It's not so much about the punch, it's about how Draymond one-upped and showed off and took away somehow Jordan Poole's manhood. It's about being a man. Like, he disrespected him as a man. Which, okay, this might be a racial thing, but I don't understand this line at all about how, like, one of the most common cliches you'll hear from sports in the NBA, it's like, as a man first. What is that? Where does that come from? What do you mean, as a man? Like, you're clearly a man. Why do you say, as a man?
I mean, there was, like, prehistoric sort of, like, connections to that. Like,
how does getting punched question your manhood? What's that got to do with your manhood? Anyone can get punched.
Yeah, of course. You're totally right. I'm not saying I agree with that entirely, but the problem is we live in a egocentric, you know, male-dominated society where we look at these guys, and yes, in the totality of society, these guys are the alpha of alpha, the most manly of manly men. Because if you think about manly men, you think of like tall, big dudes, right? Mm. Generally speaking, like, this is the perception. I'm not saying I agree with it.
Ime Udoka.
But this is the case. This is why people might rank say Cristiano Ronaldo is better than Leo Messi or something, just because he's bigger and stronger looking, maybe, potentially.
I don't know that.
No, I don't know. That's true. I don't follow soccer in that fashion, but because like Lionel Messi is a lot smaller, but he's defied it because even despite his size, he's, you know, extremely, extremely talented. And Jordan Poole, like, even though he's not the biggest dude, he's clearly so talented that he can play in the NBA level, and eventually and definitely he's going to get a big contract extension soon. But when Draymond punched Poole, at least in the video, like out of nowhere, and Paul cowered, like sort of like pushed him away, tried to push him away, and Paul and Draymond just like launched into Paul's face. The optics looks like Paul, you know, just had no chance. And of course he had no chance. Draymond's so much bigger than him. And he just got punked, basically. And Like, just think about it this way. Now that this has happened, now that Paul has been punched and kind of, like you said, his manhood has been taken away from him, what's going to happen the next time they... Like, they've already started playing today. They played in a preseason game today. But what's going to happen the next time Jordan Poole stands for a charge and he gets knocked over from someone else? What do you think all the memes are going to be when he gets knocked over from like a hard push? Or like, you know, like he's standing for a charge and then he gets knocked down from a charge and he stumbles a little bit. Like he doesn't want to take on the full charge or something. Or, you know, he goes for like, he's going up trying to contest a dunk and he gets dunked on and he gets posted. What are the memes going to be about him being posted, you know?
You know what? Now that you say that.
Because this didn't exist before Draymond punched
him. Yeah. I didn't think about
this
that
now
angle.
Now all comes into, like, the purview of Poole's... And the same thing as, like, D'Lo. Like, the whole snitch thing about him. He was, like, 19 years old. He was, you know, in his rookie year as a kid. He just wanted to play in the locker room.
On the D'Lo point, like, he's the one that instigated that, right? Whereas Poole, he didn't...
Did he?
No, I mean, well, D'Lo...
It was just games. And part of camaraderie. It's
right,
part of locker room.
Right.
They were just games that he took too far.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, Poole, he didn't... He didn't punch himself. He didn't, like, he's... But what you're saying, you're saying his manhood is being questioned because he's all bark, no bite.
Who are we talking about?
Jordan Poole. In other words, you know, he's a trash talker. He's a big talker, but he got showed up. He got sunned.
Yeah. Look, I didn't even know if he's a big talker.
But he is a big talker.
Okay, he is. But, like, to me, the Warriors are, like, this interesting team because they have so many young stars on the rise. And I know we both don't rate Poole, but... The fact is, he's going to get a big contract extension. Like, maybe not a max extension, like, maybe not 180 mil, but he's definitely going to get between 120 to 150 mil for his next contract. Well, he's definitely going to get over 100 mil, you're right?
Yes, over 100. I agree.
Yes.
Over, like,
definitely
around
a
Tyler Hero type of deal.
Exactly. He's going to get around 130, I would imagine. And then they got another few youngsters. James Wiseman has been playing really well in the preseason. He seems to be healthier. Kuminga, Moses Moody. These are like all like first round picks. And Kuminga and Wiseman are top 10 overall picks in their respective drafts. This is
Kuminga's tough.
You know, this is a new. I mean,
he's
I love
tough,
Kuminga.
Man.
I drafted Kuminga
strong
on my fantasy team.
Can definitely punch out Jordan Poole, I'd say.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well, Draymond picked on Poole, and why did he do that? Maybe in his instinct, it wasn't so much that Poole was shit talking, and because maybe everyone shit talks in practice. How do we know? But Draymond picked on Poole and decided to punch Poole because he's bigger than him. And he knew he
could
punch him out.
Okay, but see, the thing is that on Poole or is that on Draymond?
No, but, that's on Draymond. And think about this. Jordan punched out Steve Kerr. This is a famous example. And this is why we like lean on Steve Kerr for his guidance. And when he says it's no big deal, his word carries weight because he was able to remedy the offenses with Michael Jordan after Michael Jordan punched him. But make no doubt, Jordan is a punk. He's no role model.
He's a bully.
Exactly. Jordan wouldn't punch Rodman or Pippen. He would punch a guy who is
his bitch,
you know, on the bench. He's smaller than him, and that he knows he can make him his bitch, basically
his white bitch.
So in that practice when Kerr was guarding up Jordan and actually doing well, Jordan got pissed and punched Kerr so hard that he got a black eye. Gave him a black eye. What is Kerr gonna say? The greatest player of all time punched me. I'm just not gonna talk to him. Draymond doesn't have that cachet, so this is why Poole. Probably, and obviously he's much younger and he's going to get a big deal and Draymond might not, says, I don't fucking care about Draymond. Who the fuck is he? Like, I'm the new generation. I'm getting the big money contract. This motherfucker punched me and he thinks, like he can just apologize and cry on... Oh, he didn't cry, but, like, look like he is genuinely sorry for what he did and say all these, like, you know, fancy words and think I'll forgive him. No, fuck off. If I'm Jordan Poole, I'm doing my job. I'm going to play basketball. I'm going to get my money. But me and him are done. Like,
oh,
as
please.
Anything
Jesus
beyond professionally.
Christ. Okay, you're...
I'm not... I believe that, but this is not, I'm not... I'm the only one saying it. This is, like, every every single former basketball player have said this, that have been in locker rooms and have been around other players that are actual tough-nosed people. Matt Barnes, J.R. Smith, people that have been in locker rooms and been the enforcer, they don't do this shit. They don't do this shit. And Draymond is this all talk, he's all trying to be up on his feelings and being considerate and being a new leader and being part of the new wave of new media. It's all bullshit. It's all just a PR self-image troll. He's actually just... We've seen him in the past. He kicks people in the balls when they go.
He loves the balls. He definitely loves the balls, okay?
This guy has no, like...
LeBron James.
Fucking restraint.
Steven Adams.
I'll be honest, I don't like him in general, so any reason I can hate on him, I will. And I think this is deserving and justified to, say, Draymond Green's...
See, I think in this...
Cancelable, in my opinion.
You stay away from Jalen Rose. I think this is where I feel like I'm actually the most objective here.
Jalen Rose as well, yeah. I
forgot. Because those players that you say, I wonder, are they a bit jealous of Draymond? And I didn't know you thought this way about Draymond. I don't want to dig a little deeper, maybe. Does this have to do with him hurting your boyfriend's feelings?
Who?
You know what I'm talking about. Little cupcake.
What did he do?
He punked KD and KD went crying out of there.
I think you're talking about Kyrie. Okay, yeah.
I wonder, I didn't know that you felt this strongly about Draymond.
No, I was willing to put up with it just because he is a champion, he is a winner, he is a great defensive player. These are, you know, irrefutable, right? These irrefutable facts. He is a champion. But where he stands, I thought he was a top 75 NBA, top 75 player just because of his accolades. And I just thought, this is crazy. Like, if this guy was in any other team, he would just be a very good player. He'll be Jalen Jackson, Jaren Jackson sort of level player to me. Rudy Gobert sort of level.
Very disrespectful. Yeah,
a little bit of disrespect, but I don't rate him as this guy. Look what happened when he was the only healthy guy and Clay and Steph were out for those 2 years. Can he lead a team by himself?
Well, he's more of a Dennis Rodman. He's integral to the team, but he can't be
Dennis Rodman went to three different teams and won with two of them.
No, no doubt. I mean, no disrespect to Rodman. Rodman is one of the top 75 players. That's legit. Okay, this guy was averaging 16 rebounds for 12 years straight. I'm a bit confused why people feel that Draymond is so expendable and somehow Poole is... Mm. You're treating Poole like he's Steph or he's Michael Jordan. Poole was in the G League 2 years ago. And he might as well...
He's 21 years old.
Let me finish! You be quiet! Jordan Poole was in the G League in the playoffs last year. I think he went... Was he in the playoffs? Was he in the finals? Or did he, go visit the G League team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could say the same thing about James Harden when he was Poole's age and they went to the finals.
And guess what? In the finals, as I recall, it was Draymond. It was him punking those Celtics players. It was Draymond bringing the toughness, the grit and grind. Mm. Okay? Not to say that if it was just grit and grind that they could have won the finals. No, of course you need Steph to be all time. But what I'm saying is it was Draymond anchoring that defense, anchoring that toughness, integral to winning that ring. And I feel like Jordan Poole in the playoffs last year, he was all right. He was good. He was fine, right? He was fine coming off the bench.
I mean, he was terrible. To your point, he's terrible in the finals. But he's 23 years old. Let's cut him some slack. Draymond is 32.
So as a 23-year-old, maybe you should just shut the fuck up, okay? And listen to your vets. There's no shame in this, Jordan Poole. Let me talk to Jordan Poole directly right now. I want to talk to him directly. Jordan Poole, look. Look at me. Look at me. Call me daddy, okay? Let daddy talk to you right now.
Jesus.
Take my advice. Call me daddy, okay?
Okay.
I'll treat you like my daughter. I want to give you good of daughterly advice.
Oh, God.
look, Jordan, you're 23 years old, okay? You gotta learn something. This ain't no playground no more, okay? Take it from your daddy here. Your daddy talks big talk on the show, makes fun of Russell Westbrook, makes fun of Isaiah Thomas. But what did I tell my partner Kane here? If I saw those guys in person, it's yes sir, no sir. Okay? Yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah. That's exactly it. Can I have your autograph? big fan. What I'm saying is, it's about knowing your place. It's not about being like a man or not a man or being tough or not tough. It's about knowing your place, okay? If you're on the playground, people are having fun, it's with your friends, fine, you can talk a big talk, okay? When you're in this situation, and when you're that size, and when you can't back it up, you gotta adjust. And it's no shame. It's no shame that not everyone can be that enforcer. You're not needed to be the enforcer. We're still gonna give you the big bucks. But what I'm saying is you gotta know who you are and know the situation.
I think this is besides the point there.
I tried.
I don't care. I don't fucking care if Jordan Poole is talking out of his ass.
No, he's a famous trash talker. He's a famous trash talker.
Who cares? What does it matter? Well, no. Explain, like, what's the problem with being a trash talker?
There's nothing wrong with being a trash talker, but what it means is that sometimes you take the guy out of the game. You take the guy you're trash talking. Mm. Draymond, when he's throwing that punch, he's not in the game anymore. He's not playing basketball. Mm. He's out. He's out. Mm-hmm. He's somewhere else. Mm. And he's fighting you. Mm. And in which case, you're still in the game. You're still in the game of basketball, trash talking. Mm. Swaggy P. Yeah. But guess what? Draymond not playing no more. He's not playing basketball. He's coming at you with a pump.
Well, he is.
With a punch.
He's right back.
He's playing whatever Darren Williams plays in his off days. When he's not designing the Barclay Center.
Can you just like fucking...
I can't let it go. No, Jesus, I can't let Christ. It go.
Let it go.
It's one of the best articles I've ever read. for our dear listeners, let me just go read that article. It's about when they were building the Barclay Center and they're saying they got Darren Williams. to approve designs and how he contributed to the design of the Barclay Center. I was like, oh God, it's over. This franchise is over.
The building is collapsing.
Okay. So clearly, I don't know, I guess I'm in the minority. I didn't think it was a huge deal. I don't actually like, I do think seniority matters. I think Draymond, he's won 4 rings with his organization. He's defined this era, and I just don't think it's okay for a 23-year-old, no matter if he's a number one pick or no matter if he's going to get a big contract, to disrespect you like that. No way. I think Jordan Poole should know better. He should know better that maybe Draymond is on the downside of his career, and you need to be giving respect to the vets rather than try to one-up the vets. So do you think this will actually impact their season this year?
Nah, probably not. I was going to say, but the reason why I feel this way also is because, yes, if Draymond was a bit younger and he was pure, like, he's irreplaceable when he, you know, 4 years ago, then I might not have been so quick to say, oh, let's cancel Draymond sort of thing. Cancel is, you know, a weird kind of buzz, like PC word. I don't mean it like in that sort of, like he's just saying racist or something. I just mean like he's expendable, as you mentioned. But he's expendable because there's a Kuminga. There's a Kuminga that I want to see play more.
I like
more.
It.
There's a Wiseman that he's... I know he's a second overall pick, and as far as we know, he's basically a bust. But I want to see Wiseman more. He seems like a pretty good... He seems like a Evan Mobley light to me, you know, so far in preseason. He's got good range. He's shooting really well. He's 7 foot tall. Those aren't easy traits to have for such a tall person. So I do want to see these young guys play more. Jordan Poole, I guess I have seen enough to say he's not better than Tyler Hero sort of thing. Like, Tyler Hero is a better player to me, and yet we're going to be paying Jordan Poole probably more money than that. So, like, I'm not saying I'm the biggest Jordan Poole fan, but I don't think it's still, I like, regardless of what I think about Jordan Poole and how much of a trash talker he is, I just don't think it gives Draymond the right, just because of seniority, to punch Poole. And it's not about seniority, it's because Draymond literally in his mind thinks he is bigger. He knows he's bigger than Poole, and he knows he can punk Poole. He wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have gone at Kevin Looney if Kevin Looney was talking trash all practice. It doesn't matter if you've earned it or not. You're talking trash, you're talking trash. If you want to go, go fight, just shove, just, push around, just, swear at them, like, do things. But if you punch someone, if you punch them in the face as well, that to me is crossing the line. You're going for, like, damage at that point. You're not just going to teach them a lesson and really make sure that, they're fucked up. Swing a punch and connecting to the head, that's to me honestly, I think is criminal. And it's so lucky Jordan Poole doesn't have a black eye like Steve Kerr had, or broken orbital bone in his eye socket, or any head, like any concussions, or he was injured. Draymond, with that weight, the way he cocked his fist back, that's not cool. It's no bueno.
I do hear you there. I do think that some of these punches can be very dangerous.
I mean, he was expecting enough, but not full. Like, no, I don't think he was expecting.
I don't think he was expecting it. Like he saw it.
Like just a push. He was, like Jordan Poole, he saw him coming towards him angrily, obviously. So he pushed him away. And usually in these kind of fights, the other person would then push back and maybe try to push you onto the ground or something like that, and you'll wrestle around, and then you might start hugging and kissing each other's necks or something, and then. Draymond's like spooning Poole on the ground. Spooning.
Who's a big spoon there? Oh, actually, no, I take that back. Clearly, Draymond.
Well, obviously. Draymond loves being the big spoon.
Jordan Poole, very, very little spoon. Okay, very tiny teaspoon. Girl spoon. Okay. Yeah. poor Jordan. Yeah, I see. Now I see what you mean by questioning his manhood. Now all the joke's going to be about Jordan Poole. Okay, I get you. I feel you.
It's going to become like a meme factory.
Don't worry, Jordan. I'm not like that. I'm girl dad. Okay, girl dad. Yeah, I do agree that that was very risky, because I'm thinking of the case of Bobby Portis when he punched Miritich. Hey, it's no laughing matter.
Well, they got suspended multiple games. That was like
I got
serious.
Suspended.
That was a serious matter.
I think he got suspended for like 20-something games, but more than that, he broke like Miritich's face.
Miritich was never right again, and he left the NBA.
He left the NBA, yeah. But before leaving the NBA, he left, like he said, just trade me. I don't want to be on this team anymore. Because of the awkwardness that situation created, because he felt that the franchise didn't like stand up for him, basically.
I guess
from his perspective, this is assault. He should be in jail.
I agree with that. But I don't have a I mean, we never saw the video and I kind of forgot exactly the events. But like, to me, I don't have as big of a problem. I mean, it's bad because I think Miritich's jaw got dislocated or something. It was
he
a pretty serious
face,
fight.
Yeah.
But I don't have as much problems with that because it was a fight between two similarly sized people that were engaged with the intent to fight. Poole doesn't have a chance. There's a reason in boxing why they have like weight classes.
Okay, look, I see what you're saying. It's never going to be a fair fight. This is, like you said, it's just going to be a beating, essentially. It's basically Draymond beating down on Poole. And all I can say is, judging by what other people are doing in the video, the Warriors were okay with that. Just go ahead. You go. You do.
Well,
you
do. Kerr kind of said, like, this happens, but he was very, very, very angry about the leaked video and said, we cannot stand for this. So I'm like, oh, what can he not stand for, huh? What is he going to launch an investigation on? Okay, not the fight, like, he's going to launch an investigation on the leaked video.
Can't believe we spent half an hour talking about the fight without actually saying what the actual issue here is. The actual issue is not the punch.
Well, I disagree.
It's not the punch.
I disagree. I like that the punch was the worst part of it all, because there's no leaked video if there's no punch.
Well, what I'm saying is, who leaked it? This is now that's a rat. Okay, no.
I don't care. No, this is journalism.
This is journalism.
This is what the whistleblower to journalism community is all about. We need these people to.
So when I go do my journalism on Ime and Doka and what's that lady called, that white lady, you criticize me saying I'm like digging through trash, and this is journalism? Private practice? This is journalism? Leaking this tape to TMZ?
Well, if it was private practice and they're running running plays and just like not doing anything interesting, then it wouldn't be a leaked. I mean, it's still leaked practice, but no one will care, right? It's not newsworthy. It's not making it onto the front page of TMZ. But the fact that there was a punch, Draymond literally assaulted Jordan Poole, this is what makes it newsworthy. And this is why the leaked video is not as important as the punch itself, because the punch itself should have never happened in the first place.
Personally, if I was in an organization, I'm less concerned about the punch and more concerned about...
I get that. That's what the Warriors are saying. They're going to, like, you know, find the rat, and they're going to, like, boil him in, like, you know, sulfuric acid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I feel like that's more hurtful.
I got...
Because this is an embarrassing...
I'm shaking my head.
Get D'Lo back in the building. Get D'Lo back here. I know who did it. Get his phone back. I thought we traded D'Lo. Didn't we trade him already? Why was he back? Check if he still got access to the facilities.
See, this is why, you know, this is why there's victims.
Okay, I'm
here.
Joking. Of course, I'm joking here. Okay, like I.
Well, you keep saying the fucking same joke.
I'm not very funny. Okay. I try to. I just keep recycling
the same material.
Okay, look, I'm reaching here. Okay,
I literally have no problem whatsoever with the
leaked
video.
Come on, man.
Because there's no leaked video if there's no punch.
No, I know, but you don't care about people leaking video if nothing's wrong. It's about when there's something embarrassing, when it's about something that's in-house. You don't want that to be leaked. How would you feel if they're leaking?
So the Warriors practice, like, you stand with the Warriors organization and trying to find the leaker. But when it comes to the Boston organization, you can't. You're scouring the internet for any leaks.
Okay. Good point.
And you're not angry. You're not like saying like you're not like trying to look like for the leaks so you can like try to dox the leaker. You're trying to find the leaks because you're interested in the content and you want to find out more information.
Yeah, I want to know what the white lady looked like. Yeah, have you seen the picture? Have you seen
the Celtics organization?
What's her name?
No, I don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're so like, I don't know, to commend you or to like criticize you. Are you seriously haven't seen this?
Well, you sent me a link, but I didn't care enough to click on the. I didn't care enough to like.
I put it in my favorites.
I know you like you changed your profile picture and everything.
Okay, let's get off this topic. I mean, overall, you think this is. Draymond is in the wrong, and you're glad, at least at the very least, you're okay with the fact that this has been leaked.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad that it got released, and I'm glad that it got brought to light. And I hope the fucking evil man Draymond gets sent to jail.
I mean, I am surprised.
I'm joking. I guess I'm joking about the last part, but you know, Draymond shouldn't be on the team as long as Paul doesn't forgive him.
No, I can't do it.
It's up to Paul. If Paul doesn't forgive him, then they should trade Draymond. That's simple. I mean, it's not simple to trade him, but that should be the equation.
I just feel that that's a betrayal. I just feel Draymond, Clay, and Steph.
We betrayed the trust. He betrayed the trust of the team.
So maybe if I think in terms of that, maybe if this is actually a blessing in disguise, this actually is a wake-up call for Draymond. Do you say, look... we love you, Draymond. Like, we want you to be here forever. But at the same time, we're loaded with young bucks here. Whether it's Poole, Kuminga, Wiseman. Like, you can't be acting like this. Because if you do that, then we might have to make a move.
Look, Kevon Looney, like, literally said he has to earn our trust back.
Okay, okay.
He said this in a press conference. Kevon Looney is one of the leaders
yes,
of this
I
team.
Agree. Definitely.
Steph Curry did not say anything to that extent, saying Draymond needs to do this. He kind of just downplayed both the incident, basically, and said Jordan's personality hasn't changed, and Draymond, this is unfortunate, but we'll move past it. He never said anything damning. He's just playing right in the middle, just like in the KD and Draymond situation, because Draymond and him, like you said, they go way back. It's Draymond, it's Steph, and it's Clay, and to a lesser extent Iggy. But it's those three. They are the main three because they basically got drafted all like within 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
They are the big three of this team. And to me, I think Steph knows that Draymond is the weakest of the three. And if there is one that is expendable for the future of this team, for the others to get paid, and for Steph to continue his legacy of being, almost a goat, then Draymond is the expendable one. But Steph hasn't said anything. If Steph came out and said Draymond did nothing wrong and Paul's been acting like a little bitch and he deserved to get punched in the head, then I would say Draymond, good for you. Paul deserved it. But no one's been saying that. And even Kevon Looney, one of the leaders of the team, has gone out publicly and said Draymond needs to earn our trust back.
I forgot about that. So that's actually a really good insight. And also, I know for a fact, I know with my insider.
He told me too.
He called you.
He called me on the phone. Yeah, he was looking for some advice because he was like quite emotional and like he knows Draymond and him are like good friends. But he needed to make a statement. I told him, look, KL, you need to say what is from the heart. You're one of the leaders of this team. You're a heartbeat. Mm. Your heartbeat is like, you're like the heart of the team. So I'm trying to say, and you need to tell the public what you feel and what Draymond is to do.
I would ask him, why not just Kevin? Why Kevon?
On the team.
What's with the O?
Well, that's what his mom named him.
What's wrong with Kevin? What did the I end?
Well, why not just, why LeBron? Why not just Bron? Why is it LeBron?
Why is your name spelled the same way as Kanye West?
It's not. Just you stop that.
I've been monitoring some of your tweets. Okay, I'm just saying. You just
not
are you sure? That's a good insight about Kevon Looney. And I do have insider information that he is extremely tight, if not the mouthpiece of Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when he speaks, I do feel like he's representing more than just himself.
Well, we also know Steve Kerr is not afraid to mince words. When he gets to the podium and he feels strongly about something, he'll say it. So I do believe Steve Kerr when he says this is not a big deal and this happens all the time in the NBA. I 100% agree with what he says. But for me personally, like, and hearing what other old NBA heads have said, guys that have been an enforcer on their respective teams, when they say Draymond crossed the line, I believe them. And Steve Kerr, no offense, but he loses a bit of cachet because he's not the one that crossed. Well, what do you want me to say? He's the one that got punched. He's the victim here. Of course, what is he going to say?
Okay, let's. Okay, we spent way too long on the Warriors. Let's move on to something more fun. Do you have anything on your Nets?
On my Nets? Ben Simmons has been fucking killing it in the last two preseason games. They won both. He guarded Giannis and forced him to 6 for 21.
Oh, I did not know.
To be fair, Giannis hasn't played for a while since they got back from overseas. He hasn't played. This was his first game back, so probably a bit of rust as well. But then today, against the fucking Twin Towers of Kat and Rudy Gobert, the Nets pummeled them. When there was the starters versus the starters and like regular minutes in the first half, they were up by 20 points. And Ben Simmons, until he got fouled out, I kind of lost track. I didn't know how he got fouled out in the first half. But yeah, he held his own. He guarded Kat and was extremely pesky and forced him into perimeter shots. And Rudy Gobert's, I mean, you know, we like to make fun of him being a bit soft, but Rudy Gobert's still 7'2".
I don't make fun of Rudy Gobert. I don't understand why people make fun of him.
And yeah, he was stymied by Claxton and Ben Simmons. Anyway, let's just see. We'll see how this regular season plays out. Ben Simmons is a good regular season player. He's not a good playoff performer. And this is when he needs to, like, earn his money, basically, because he's been pretty good in the regular season in general. Even in that postseason against the Hawks with the infamous pass when he had an open layup, that season he was third team all NBA and, like, first team all defense.
So my question is, what do you have against Yuta Watanabe? Because you're constantly emailing or you're constantly sending me messages about Utah. And saying how, like, why is Steve playing him? Like, Steve must love him. Steve loves him.
Okay. I'm being extra hard on him because he's Asian, and I want him to represent.
Okay, but what are you saying? Like, you're saying he shouldn't be playing, or because he's like,
I want him to play. I want him to get better. I want him to be on the team. But he hasn't. To me, after his first two preseason games, he hadn't earned the right to be in the rotation.
Right.
And I wanted him to earn the right. I was rooting for him. And the fact that he kept disappointing me was upsetting. And scoring garbage time points against G Leaguers doesn't do it for me. Because in the regular season, when you need to score, you're going to have to score sometimes against starters, basically. And you know what? In the past two games, he's been like ninth man up in the rotation. So pretty good. Pretty high up in the depth chart. I mean, Seth Curry and Joe Harris are injured at the moment, so that might change. But look, he's played pretty well. He's hit some three-pointers. His defense has always been pretty good. But to me, he's like a tall Alex Caruso. He runs around the court. He's athletic. He skies for rebounds.
He's massive. Like he's a big guy.
He's massive. He's a big dude. He's long.
He's thick.
He's tall. But and he's energetic, too. He's really energetic. And I mean, it's a bit shade to Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso is a much, much better shooter and a much, much better defender than Utah. But I just see similar traits in a way. Like, they just run around. Like, they're not really sure where they need to be on the court. They just rely on their athleticism and their strength. Well, in Caruso's case, his strength. And in Watanabe's case, his height to do enough sort of thing. And plus the effort, that should be enough. But I don't rate them, basically. I don't rate them enough. And, I would love Utah Watanabe can play better because he's the only full background Asian, I think, in the NBA right now. The only other one is Hachimura, and Hachimura has now been relegated to the bench, and he's only half black. He's only half Asian.
Right,
half
right. So what I can tell you about Utah, how do you pronounce...
There's no other Asian
No,
players,
there isn't. How do you pronounce his name? Utah. Utah.
Yeah, why not? Utah.
He's married to Akiko Kuji, which is a Japanese announcer and fashion model. And
good. I think Watanabe is extremely handsome man, though.
If anyone his can, wife like, is like 5'5".
Well, he's like 6'9 or 6'10. He's 6'9, I reckon. I mean, she's
hot. She's hot. She's definitely hot.
And Watanabe is also really handsome.
He is. Like, let me just take a look at his photos. Take a look. He's pretty good. Yeah, he's definitely.
He's pretty handsome.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like the Japanese athlete I thought was pretty handsome back in the day? Look, Google Yu Darwish. I think that's his name.
Darwish.
I know him.
He's a baseball pitcher. Although Yu Darvish is, he's mixed. I think he's like half Iranian. Or half part Persian.
Okay, right. Shohei's like kind of pretty handsome, mostly because of his height, I guess. But Utah is like, I think he's actually a pretty handsome dude. And Akiko is pretty hot, so
definitely picked right.
How old is she?
Let's try out.
Oh, it's same age. Okay, that's 28 cool. As well. Didn't go down in age.
Respect. Like,
Same age.
She's tiny, though. She's like tiny Japanese girl.
166 is pretty tall for a Japanese.
Is it? That's 5'5". Maybe.
That's pretty tall, 166. Yeah. Like, we're like 179 or something.
Something like that. I don't know.
So like some a girl only 10 centimeters shorter than you is pretty, because like imagine they wear heels. Heels adds like 5 centimeters. So now they're like already 171 or something.
How about Idoka's girl? How tall is she?
Oh my god, your fascination with...
You know she's a mother of three? She's a mother of three and she's like Mormon?
I know, I told you. She's like a retired...
She's like hardcore Mormon.
So Mormon being that her husband has other wives?
Maybe, I don't know. But like Mormon as in like super religious freak, right? Like they've got really crazy religious rules.
They have to have babies. They have to have lots of babies.
But for Mormons, like extramarital affairs is like very bad. It's like no. That's almost as bad as.
Yeah, but that's why Mormon men can have multiple wives. It's like polygamy is accepted in Mormon society.
I don't think the wife can.
Am I thinking of the right? No, not the wife. Of course not. Women. Like, Jesus. Yeah. Of course not. Women don't have rights. This is an interesting conversation. Four days before the beginning of the NBA season. Talking points have been Draymond punches Paul. Utah doesn't need a punch down. He's like punching just right with Akiko.
No, what I'm saying is, look, she's pretty like normal looking.
Ume's punching up with...
Is he punching up? I don't know. She looks like...
I don't know. I haven't looked at
it. She is so, like, nondescript.
Okay, just tell... What's her name? What's her
fucking name? Just search Udoka Mormon. That's one of my favorite searches. Like, she's definitely not bad looking. She's, like, you know, good looking lady. But she's, like, she looks like a mother. She looks like a mother of three.
This redhead?
Yeah. But, like... Like, she's not bad.
Yeah, she's pretty ugly.
No, she's not ugly, but...
I mean, compared to Akiko.
Oh, yeah. Well, Akiko's a model. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she's like a regular person, right? Like, you know, that's... She's like a regular person with three kids and a husband.
All right. Oh. These are your go-to sources. I'm reading emilycottontop.com, thesportsrush.com. Yardbacher. These sound like you know,
anyway, sources. I mean the reason I looked at this is not for the sleaze, is not for the gossip. It's just to like understand a bit more like what did Udoka why sacrifice so much, let alone 30 jobs in the NBA, but to be in such a great position with the Celtics, to give this all away, you know, what was this lady? You know, I gotta know.
Sometimes in life, you know, it's not so much about looks or, you know, position or... Because, like, she was, like, an intern,
No,
right?
she's,
or,
like, know, she's, an assistant. She's, like, 30-something.
Well, she was an assistant. She was definitely an assistant, anyway.
She has three kids. Like, this is not...
No. I'm saying her position with the Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
She was obviously much, 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 much lower than Udoka's position. And, you know, like, you know, love found a way. But apparently it wasn't love. It was actually quite a toxic relationship by all accounts.
Oh, really? He was like harassing her?
he was harassing her also.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm done talking about a suspended coach. I mean, come to Brooklyn, of course. You can replace our current war criminal, a.k.a. Steve Nash, anytime. But for now, you know, keep your ass out of Boston. If it's something... Look, in Boston, you can be racist. You can throw rocks at Vietnamese children, apparently, if you're Mark Wahlberg. But make sure if you're black, don't sleep with a white woman.
Mark Wahlberg's throwing rocks at Vietnamese people?
When he was like young, he like was super racist, God. As most white Bostonians are. And he was like chucking the rocks at
Where did you read this? He said this?
Yeah, it's public. Just look it up.
Jesus Christ.
This is well documented. Just go go to Wikipedia. You don't have to go to Yardbacher.
I'll tell you this, Kane. I was not a huge Udoka fan, but I would not blame you if you accepted him into your organization.
No, I think it's different. I think I think it's a totally different environment. Anyway, Let's spend the last 5 minutes talking about.
Okay,
NBA.
Let's finish with the NBA. Okay, give me your craziest prediction. Give me your best one. Give me your best one, like one that you feel in your soul.
Will you give it to me like last season when I said Ja Morant's going to be a star player, sort of thing?
I gave you that.
Was that a crazy prediction, or was that just like kind of? I'm just trying to get the like level of crazy.
Not crazy for the sake of being crazy. Like something that you feel in your gut. You know, like a couple of seasons ago when I said that the Suns were going to be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a good one. Okay. And this is kind of in line with Ja Morant, because when I said Ja Morant's going to be good, is because I was sick of the love that Zion was getting, even though he was sitting on the bench. And yes, he had like 30 games where he played well and made the All-Star contest and missed two wide open dunks, and then quickly got another foot injury and then blew out his weight. It's because Ja to me was the ascending player. Ja was the dude that deserved the love Zion was getting. And you know what? I'm gonna flip it back now. I love me some Zion.
Whoa!
I love this Pelicans team. I love Jose.
OMG.
And I think they're gonna finish top three in the West this season.
OMG, I like that. Okay, this is big.
I'll put it this way. I think the Grizzlies and the Pelicans will finish top three.
Because you were very down on Zion, and you've never been a Zion fan. I remember, as far as I can remember, you've always like questioned him.
It was a little. I was questioning. Yeah, you know, I mean, like I questioned his injury a bit, like starving off the injury sort of thing. Because, of course, his talent is great, and when he played basketball, he was sensational. Of course, like that's a fact. But you have to be healthy. You have to be available for your team. And if you're not available for your team, you can't help them win. That's simple as that. And Ja, even though he's had some nicks here and there, he's been extremely available for his team. And he's transformed the Grizzlies from a team that is a play-in team to last year, the second overall seed in the West.
Okay, this is a very big take. So you're saying the Pelicans are could potentially be a top three seed. I don't think they're going to do that well. So this is definitely against the grain. I'll give you mine. Denver Nuggets. Mm. Watch out. Jokic potentially back-to-back-to-back MVP.
No, he will not. I guarantee you he will not. But okay, why?
Jamal Murray. Canada, Maple, Jordan.
I thought that was Wiggins.
No, Wiggins. Okay. Please. In the playoffs, bubble playoffs, double asterisks, playoffs, the little switcheroo layup. Maple Jordan. Maple Jordan. Okay.
Bubble Jamal was nice. Very
Michael
nice.
Porter Jr. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Let me shoot. My team. My team.
I don't know.
My team.
Remember that that leaked image of Jamal Murray?
The leaked image.
Have you ever seen it? I've seen it. It was like an image of Jamal Murray getting a blowjob.
What? From who? Like a girl? From a girl?
Girlfriend.
Wait, what?
Girlfriend.
No, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Jesus.
They make references all the time in the streams.
Jesus Christ.
And I was curious.
Okay. See this? No. See, you go after... You go after the smut, okay? This type of poor.
Just reminded me. This is why I like Jamal Murray. I've seen him at his most vulnerable.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna. This is a little beneath us. So, this is a little beneath the show. Okay.
It's a little bit blue.
Yeah.
I was just curious because you're so into the sleaze, and this is like sleaze bulletin.
I've never seen that. I've never searched for such a thing.
I'm very easy. If you just Google search Jamal Murray.
Okay. Jamal Murray. Maple Jordan.
Maple Jordan.
Huge. Okay. Michael Porter Jr. Okay. And KCP. Yeah. The Bread. AKA The Bread.
MPJ was also caught on camera mouthing talking about in college when he was on the bench. He got
reprimanded.
He was on camera when he was mouthing, like, look at those baddies over
there. Those baddies?
With his teammate. Baddies being, like, hot girls.
Oh, okay. Who else they got this team? They made some big transactions this offseason.
KCP, MPJ, Aaron Gordon.
Oh, Aaron Gordon, of course.
He's been here for a while now. Bruce Brown came from the Nets. Be a good bench player. Jeff Green has been in his second year now. DeAndre Jordan, another former Net. Don't know what he'll provide, but as a backup to Jokic, like, who cares?
I like this team, man.
Bones Highland played well when Jamal Murray was out last season. Bones Highland's second season now, so yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, this is a. I mean, they have the potential to be a, with Jokic, of course, they'd potentially be a top four team. But I'm gonna say I just think the same thing every single year. I'm gonna keep saying it as long as Jokic is considered MVP favorite. I don't rate him above any of the top four, like any of the, like, the general top four seeds in the West. I don't think he's better than Kawhi Leonard, who has a high ceiling. I would even say Zion and Ja are better than him in some respects. I like Luka better than him. I like Steph better than him. And you know my thing, if you're the best, as long as you're the best player on any given night, you have a better chance to win. And Jokic is gonna.
What do Australians have against the great proud nation of Serbia?
He is a statistical marvel. He is great at getting numbers across the board and efficiently. It's historic the numbers he gets at such an efficient level. But does he make his team win?
Yes.
I'll let his. What? What?
Last year, he didn't have any players on this team. Everyone, like, was injured last year, and he still got the Nuggets in the playoffs.
He got the six
seed. Without anyone. Without Jamal Murray, without Michael Porter Jr., without Aaron Gordon. He literally did that himself. So I definitely rate Jokic.
I'm looking at the standings now. This is the teams that were behind him. The Timberwolves. The Pelicans without Zion. The Clippers, no Paul George and no Kawhi. The San Antonio Spurs, no star players at all. This was the 7th to 8th, 10th seeds. And then the Lakers were just outside 11th seed, and they didn't have AD. So you're telling me, oh, Jokic is such a winner because he deserves MVP because he got into the playoffs over those teams?
I'm not saying that this is an easy pick. So that's what I'm saying. This is going to be my surprise of the season. I'm actually very...
No. I'm saying it's a good surprise. No, it's fair, but... That's what I'm saying. It's a good surprise pick. Yeah, I agree with you. Because they're so shit.
So I definitely feel very strongly about the Nuggets, okay? I like the Nuggets a lot.
I was kidding. They're a good team. They're a good team. I just don't love this. You said back-to-back-to-back. I guarantee you, Jokic is not winning back-to-back-to-back. If Giannis can win back-to-back-to-back and LeBron can win back-to-back-to-back, Jokic, the voters will make sure he doesn't win three times in a row.
Kane, another great show. Thank you, sir. Remember, Jordan, next time you see Draymond, just please, use sir. It's sir. It's sir.
Sir or mister.
Yeah, and I'm daddy.
All right.
Cool. All right. Good one. Goodbye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Your NBA Podcast with David and Kane. If you enjoyed our show, please tweet us at Your NBA Podcast.